Well, howdy guys. As I've said in my other videos, Femons today are going around everywhere basically dressed like Femons of the night. That's in grocery stores, gyms, and you name it, they're there, dressed like Femons of the night, even if there's children present. Of course, they used to dress up and go to clubs and that sort of thing, but now every place is a club to the Femon. And what are they actually advertising? Well, they're advertising sex and debauchery, which is basically all they have. But there was a convenience store in the UK, which is also a post office. And I guess they got tired of these people coming in, half naked, and they put a note up. And it doesn't just apply to Femons. But I would imagine that Femons are their worst offenders. Anyway, this Femon was banned. And of course, immediately she took on to her social media to complain. Because as you know, Femons should be allowed to dress whatever way they want to. Men, they don't like being told no. And this is how Femons have dragged society down to their level. I myself fully support this note. They don't accept guys who are topless either. The trouble is that Femons today seem to be so desperate that they have to use anywhere and any place as a pickup place. They have very, very low morals and obviously no real decency. And to me, most of the Femons dress today like they're Femons of the night. There's no class, it's just show more skin. They are the ones making themselves the sex objects that apparently they're supposed to dislike. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Boy, I know a lot of Femons talk the talk, but hardly any of them walk the walk, do they? Because their true nature always shines through. Of course, I bet you this ban won't hold up. Because in today's world, you're not allowed to criticize a Femon. And you can't say she's dressed inappropriately. Especially if you're a male. That's probably a prison offense, I suspect. This person would be told to take the note down because everything's all gone woke. They'll probably apologize to this Femon, probably give her money as well. And all this person wanted in their store was some decency. But you can forget about that with the modern Femons today. Of course, if this note was standard in stores and the ban was upheld and supported, 85% of the Femons wouldn't be allowed in anywhere. Because they're mostly all dressing like W's. One trick ponies, guys. Every day, they show themselves for who they really are. You take it easy.